We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
That's the point. You know, we need so many more athletes that don't look like me speaking out about this, having the same amount of outrage that I have inside, and using that to voice their opinion, to voice their frustration, because that's the only way it's going to change. We've been outraged for hundreds of years, and nothing's changed. It's time for guys like, you know, Tom Brady and Sidney Crosby and those type of figures to speak up about what is right and clearly in this case what is unbelievably wrong, because that's the only way we're going to actually create that unified, to create that necessary change, especially when you talk about systematic racism.
All right, that's Evander King, San Jose Sharks. He's calling out Brady, he's calling out Sidney Crosby. They should do it. And I'm sitting here saying, why? Evander King gave his opinion. He obviously is angry about this. And he displayed that in what you just heard. So you expect that Tom Brady or Sidney Crosby, we've already seen it with Tiger Woods today. Tiger Woods came out and gave a pretty strong statement, but he also defended law enforcement on the whole. He also talked about destroying the neighborhoods in the inner city, and he's being criticized about it. Guess
why? Technically okay, but only technically.
Yeah, because he's not as angry as Evander Kane. Evander Kane gave his honest-to-God opinion, his true feelings, his true emotion. Other guys can give their true emotions. They don't have to be, you know, carbon copies of you. You expect everybody to react the same way?
Well, we had this conversation yesterday. Actually, that was the conversation with Sean from Marshfield called in, because we were talking about this. And athletes are speaking up. And, you know, white athletes are speaking up. And I never felt like white athletes, Tom Brady, shouldn't. If he's comfortable with it, then he should. My question was, because this was about the conversation of how do we change this thing? You mentioned 3% of people in the world right now in some poll don't believe that Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. So those 3%. So we're talking about racists. I don't know how else you can look at that and that 3%, how they could possibly think it wasn't murder. I have no clue.
Cops and sympathizers, I don't know.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Or just racists. And again, yeah. I think it's right. Generational. Yep. You know, and you're somebody who believe you judge people on their color, because you know what? Your dad probably told you those things as a kid.
Right.
And his dad probably told him those things as a kid. And you as a parent are probably telling your kid the same thing. Like, that's the people we got to reach. Does Tom Brady reach those people? Like, does Tom Brady sit there and say, listen, you need to educate your kid. Don't have your kid, grow up like you and view people the way you do. So is a father going to sit there and hear Tom Brady speak and say, you know what, I was wrong for all these years. I mean, my dad was wrong. My grandfather was wrong. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe it would happen. I just find it hard to believe that just Tom Brady speaking would change that type of person's opinion towards black people.
Well, the only way it'll change the opinion is if they're as angry as the black people are right now about this. And Evander Kane may feel that way. Tom Brady probably is very sympathetic of what's going on. I don't know.
Everybody's disgusted.
You're sure they are. But if you bring up, we've already talked about it, Tiger Woods brought up the destruction in the neighborhoods, and he's being criticized because of it. This is Donald. Donald's in a car. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how's
Hello?
It going?
Over here. Yep.
Hello?
Yes,
Yo,
sir.
How's it going? Listen.
We got a lot of noise in the background. Can you go into a quiet spot here, Donald?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Is this better?
Yeah, he takes better. One step and says, it's just better.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll deal with it.
All right. You guys are hitting a lot of good points, but you're missing the big issue. The big issue is that this problem that we're going through right now is predominantly a white problem. This is white America's problem. All the talking that we sit down and do is not going to change it until white America changes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even when you look at facts where you'll have two people apply for a job, and if the black guy gets the job, he didn't get the job on his merit. He got the job because of affirmative action. So we're never looked at as equal from the beginning, so we're always looked down upon. And this has been going on since this country was incepted. We have always been second and third class citizens, and it's not going to change until you guys change. And I don't mean you, specifically you, but I mean white America.
No,
change.
I understand what you're
you
saying.
You really mean, you're really just talking to Glenn and Lou.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, because I heard Wiggy talk about it yesterday. Oh, I think it was Monday when I was in there. And he was just saying it's got to change because when white people start, you know, stop looking at people of color, no matter who it is, like they're different, you know, and he's right. And, you know, maybe more people have to. I agree. I know you're not talking to specifically to us.
Right.
But
right.
You're right.
And also, you know, when you look at effective change that has ever been made in this country, unfortunately, it was made by through force and violence. It was never made by sitting down and have conversation.
Yeah, I'm not buying
from
that.
The beginning on. Look at all the situations.
Yeah, I'm
from
not buying
beginning.
That.
From the very beginning,
are we going back to the revolution? Is that what we're going to go back to? Tea Party?
But isn't that still part of the problem? I mean, even in the revolution, when the fight was for the freedom of slavery, the blacks couldn't fight with the whites that were fighting for their freedom. So we were still looked at as not good enough. And even after that, we were not good enough.
So let me ask you this, Donald. Okay.
I was told,
yeah. We were in a different, we were in a much different time and a much different place in our lives. Obviously, we've come a long way. But you're right. We're not where we need to be. But are you telling me that you believe that violence is the way that you're going to solve the problem that you addressed when you called us up here?
I didn't say that I believed that was the way. I said when you look at how change has been made throughout this country. It has been made by violence.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the next question. Do you think that this is going to be solved by violence?
The way it's going, truthfully, unfortunately, I think it is, because we've been supposedly having these
conversations. Then we're doomed.
We are.
Not going to solve the problem, Don. I can tell you that. We're not going to solve the problem that way. We're not going to do it. You think this violence at night in the streets is helping any cause? Is anybody getting help by this? We all sit here, and Donald, we agree that what happened to George Floyd is despicable. Okay, we all say it. We all agree, and it's our true feeling. Do you believe that what's going on right now out in the communities, and people are watching it every night on TV, people are scared bleepless to go into the cities, and maybe between coronavirus and the violence, maybe what will happen is people will stay out of the cities. They will move out of the cities, and then what happens to investment in the inner cities? You really believe this is going to help?
I absolutely understand what you're saying. And the way it is going right now, no, it is not going to help, because it is unorganized chaos. My worry is that it continues to go like this, then it's going to become an organized chaos, and it's going to become another civil war. And that's where my worry is at.
Okay.
I'm a 56-year-old black man. And at 14 years old, I had a gun put in my face and told to lay down on the ground, or do you want to be another Levi Hart? Now, do you guys remember the Levi Hart incident?
Yes, I do.
That
I
happened? Okay, that was said to me. Okay, now, I was told how I was supposed to act around police. My father was told. His father was told. My grandkids are told. At some point, if you're gonna, we're gonna get tired of having to tell our kids that we have to be different. Okay, and the only way to do that sometimes is to organize and fight if you're not being listened to. And we're almost to that point, unfortunately.
I hope you're wrong, Donald. I really do. And I understand. I understand that.
Donald, can I ask you a question? Like, who?
Certainly.
If the, in that scenario, who would you be fighting? Me?
You know?
Like, you see me?
Yes, the answer is yes.
You fight me?
I mean, but no, but that depends on what side that you're standing on. I mean, the Civil War was brother against brother. So it's not, it doesn't always have to be somebody different, okay? I'm not just saying that it's going to be the blacks that are involved in the Civil War. But what I'm saying is you're going to have another North versus South.
So why don't we do this, Donald? Because let's get back to the original point of George Floyd's death here. Why don't we target those people who are harming, who are killing other people, who are not good cops, as opposed to just pointing out somebody who does not have the same color of skin that we have and sit there and say, that's the guy I'm going after. Why don't we go after somebody who actually did something despicably wrong?
And that would be great if it happened like that. But we see it doesn't happen like that.
But Lou said you'd fight him, and you paused. You didn't say anything. You didn't have an answer for that. Lou hasn't done anything to you.
I did answer that because I paused and I said it depends on what side of the line you're on.
Right.
If you're standing beside me, then no, I'm not going to be fighting against you. But if you're standing across from me, then unfortunately, I will.
But you see cops who are standing with the protesters. And that's the thing that you see at night, like in New York. People are trying to kill police officers because what a cop did in Minneapolis. So they've declared war on police officers.
But see
even though
guys,
that police officer who's in critical condition because he got run over, have a family and a kid, and thinks what happened in Minneapolis is despicable. He's not against you.
And I understand that, and my heart goes out to him and his family. But you're missing the bigger picture, okay? This is not just this incident. This is 100 years of a flame under a pot with water in it. Eventually, that water is going to boil, okay? We have had a flame underneath us for centuries. Eventually, we are going to boil.
Yeah, but
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, no, and I understand you being really upset. And I appreciate we gave you a lot of time to be able to express yourself.
Oh my
On the other hand, we can't go out there right now and perform criminal acts. That's not going to solve the problem. It's going to exasperate it. It's going to make it a lot worse. All right, we'll get into some sports coming up in the next segment because apparently Patriots are getting no love. Everybody thinks they're going to suck. And I think this is playing right into the New England Patriots' hand. We'll get into that coming up next right here on OMF.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox CEO Sam Kennedy said he struggled to find the right words to say, but has listened to a number of different perspectives in the recent days. Kennedy said the Red Sox have, quote, an obligation to amplify the voices of those who share our values, but do not share our platform. The Bruins have also released a statement that read, in part, we are a hockey club, and sometimes that's hard to know when, where, and how to comment on issues that challenge the freedom and well-being of our community. We want to be honest, we want to be accountable, and we want to be leaders. Former Washington Bullets player and coach.
Go back. So I heard, was that Red Sox?
Yes.
Bruins. Yes.
Okay, Bruins.
Yes.
Celtics put one out yesterday.
Celtics, yeah, I know.
Correct.
That. I feel like we're missing a team.
The Revolution, yes.
Revolution. No, nothing from the Revolution. No, that's not the Revolution. There's a bigger team out there.
Oh, the New England Patriots. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure they'll get to it around.
So are we doing checklist where we go around the country?
That's I know the way it works.
They're doing it on national TV because they're waiting for Dolan to chime in with the Knicks because he hasn't said anything yet.
Oh, he's chimed in all right.
Yeah, wait for that one. Former Washington Bullets player and head coach Wes Unseld died Tuesday morning. The Basketball Hall of Famer was 74 years old.
Good guy, too. Real good guy.
And finally, Rob Gronkowski's reign as the WWE 24/7 champion has come to an end. A belt that David Arquette told us was, quote, a comedy belt. Gronk lost the belt to R-Truth after Gronk was pinned in his backyard in Foxborough.
By the way, we've got to play this later on.
Oh, Lord.
Because this is... Christian, have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
It is so embarrassing. It is so staged. Once again, Rob Gronkowski cannot pull this off. He can't act. WrestleMania
mojo. Yeah, Vince should be ashamed by that little bit he pulled off there. I'm Tyler Devitt, and that's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know what makes us all feel better?
Tattoo Moore, Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
How many times do I have to tell you they pick up the trash on Tuesday?
It's OMF.
This is what you're dealing with.
On EEI.
I think the Patriots, that's the last thing that they're worried about is leadership. You got so many leaders on the defensive side of the ball. You got quiet leaders on the offensive side of the ball. And, of course, you still have Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. I think this is a team that's looking at a 10-6 record, maybe 9-7 at the worst-case scenario.
Wow, that's higher than some folks think.
That's former Patriot Rodney Harrison. Nah, he's just biased because he wore the uniform, right? Because everybody's ripping him out there. Adam Schein, one of the three worst teams in the National Football League. Peter King puts it together his top 32 today. You know where the New England Patriots are? 21st. They're third in the division behind Miami and behind Buffalo. I'm telling you, people.
Behind Miami.
They're ahead of the Jets. They're ahead of slightly ahead of the Jets.
I get the Buffalo Bills, but Miami? I mean,
Listen, we're pushing it. First of all, I don't remember us doing an awful lot of talk about wins and losses in the month of June in the past, mainly because, you know, the Patriots were up to, even though somebody would play little games and say they're the eighth team in the league,
yeah,
even though they were better than that. And now we're, you know, getting all butthurt when we see them down on the bottom of the road or 21st. I think 21st might be worse than where Lou has them. But
right around there.
I would say this. Congratulations, because this is absolutely the perfect position for the New England Patriots. Still? The ceiling is so freaking low that if they go 8-8 or 9-7, Bill Belichick's going to be your coach of the year.
9-7.
Yeah. Are you saying that they're playing in their hands because, like, you know, Patriots will go scorched earth because nobody believes in them? Because I think those days are over.
I think the Patriots are going to be much better than what you think they are. I'm not telling you they're going to the
Super
Bowl.
I think they're closer to 21 be a lot better than they are. ESPN had them, I believe, at 9. I would say they're closer to 21 than 9. That's where I think they end up. Closer to 21 as far as where they are in the league.
We already know. You've got them, is it 5-11 or 6-10?
I'll go 6-10 out of respect.
Okay, 6-10. Well, you're nice. You're getting a little charitable.
Well, to me, it's
funny. But isn't it playing into their hands, Christian?
Well, it is, but it's just always, every year, at least I feel like recently, the last 3 years, it's always been they've struggled. They're 2-2. You know, something's happening. And we're always like, don't worry, they'll figure it out. And then we always say the question, we've seen this before. We always say that, we've seen this before. They start off slow. But guys, they always end up figuring it out. Come on, we've seen this before. Or it's, what makes this year different?
Exactly.
I remember always saying that. What makes this year different? And so, because I'm buying it.
I'll tell you what makes this year different.
Initially, I was with you. I was like, hey, you know, they're playing right into their hands. Here goes that chip on their shoulder. Here we go again. Yeah, you know, don't believe in us. Second guess us. You know, write us off, that whole bit. They don't have Brady. But everybody is still conditioned to think that they're going to win. And they don't have a quarterback.
Nobody's conditioned to think they're going to win. Just the opposite.
Locally. No. Locally, people.
Nobody thinks they're going to win and be the Super Bowl
team. You don't think fans?
No.
You don't think fans think they're going to win? I think you're, wrong on that.
12 games? Are you 13 games?
I think
no
fans.
No freaking way.
I think
you're
fans.
Making that up. No fans.
I'm not making it up. No,
have
I'm
them
not.
Call us up. At fans. 617-779.
Hey, listen,
it is Bill.
13-3 hotline.
It's still 13-3 hotline. It's still in Bill we trust.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm with you. I think everybody's finally right, to be honest with you. I think this time it's safe to go against the Patriots and not feel and not have it come bite you in the ass.
Well, Christian, do you really think that? Because Glenn, I think, take it to an extreme. I mean, I don't think people think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I do think 10-6 is what they expect because it's the New England Patriots.
I think
don't bet against them. 10-6, Bill Belichick, and if Bill's sticking with Stidham, then he must be great. He must see something in him. You guys don't trust Bill. I mean, you hear it. We've been hearing it. So I think a lot of Patriot fans think that they're still going to go 10-6. And I'm with Christian on this one. Like, that whole scorched earth thing, that's long gone. Like, this is the year to pick against them. And I think some people are. Not everybody. Hell, ESPN had them at 9. Vegas thinks they're still going to win the division. But I do think they're closer to 21 than they are 9.
I think whenever I see Vegas or some betting company or something like that, online betting site, sit there and say that the Patriots are going to win the division, that makes me, if I'm a Buffalo Bill, I feel so unbelievably disrespected. Now I'm going to be the Patriots. Now I'm going to be the team that uses that as fuel. If I'm Josh Allen, I'm starting to channel my inner Tom Brady. Let's go. I'm running down at the end zone, and I'm screaming at the fans, let's go. This is that, to me, the fact that they're still considered winners is absurd.
Yeah. Nobody's considering them.
We just talked about the Vegas line. They still think they're going to win the division.
I think they can win the division.
Okay, you're in line. One of them.
Is it possible that Jarrett Stidham is better than Josh Allen? Is that possible?
100% possible.
There you go.
Possible.
They can win the division, Christian. They can win the division at 9-7.
No, Buffalo. You're saying that the Patriots can win the division. Patriots can win the division. No, they can't.
They can't win the division.
They're not winning the division.
They
I do
can
not
win
think
the division.
No.
You're wrong.
No,
they can
no,
win the
no.
division. They can win the division. They're not a 12-win team. They're not a 13-win team. And I don't think anybody in New England, even Fitzy, is going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'm riding on 13-3. They're not. But can they win the division? It is not outrageous for that team to win the division with Buffalo, Miami, and the New York Jets in the division. They don't have New Orleans in the division. They don't have Atlanta. They don't have Tampa Bay. Okay? They're not in the NFC West. They are in the AFC East. Okay? The tomato can division. They
not
can
anymore.
Go 10-6.
No, here's the great, not anymore.
Here's, no, not anymore what?
Nope. Not, no, they're not. Listen, their reign of terror is over.
Agree with you. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. They're not a 12 or 13
win
team.
But let's
they
not, can win I'm not even talking about the Super Bowl.
The Jets won 7 last year.
Why should they? Okay, they won. Why should the Patriots be favored to win any division? Why?
Because they're in the AFC East. I just told
again,
you. If they were in these other divisions, I wouldn't be picking
them. What does that say about Buffalo? We're acting like Buffalo didn't have a great year.
We're acting like Buffalo didn't add. We're acting like Buffalo doesn't have the right management, doesn't have the
Buffalo
right coach,
has a
doesn't
very
have the right mentality, doesn't have the right fan base. The quarterback
there
guess
are
is
be
always
no fans.
The X factor.
Fans are show
always.
Up. They're not showing
they got
up.
Him one of the best receivers in the league. They have one of the best young tight ends in
good.
The league.
Good. So is he going to suddenly become accurate now? He's going to throw the ball to the right guy in the right uniform?
He could be two. Less accurate.
Year two.
This is what I love. You hated the guy last year. You thought he sucked all year long.
No.
And now
it's
suddenly
less
you're
about...
champion Josh Allen. You hated
By
him.
Default.
You hated him.
By default. No, it's
That's
more
how
anger.
They won.
This
and
is
then
how
he killed him in a playoff game. They should have won that playoff game.
But this is how I feel like it's just this is how aggravated I get. I'd rather because I'm so sick of just the Stidham mafia, the Stidham check mark of this guy's great. This guy's good. Whatever.
Well, we'll find out. We're all going to find out. But I love this. This is Chris Sims. Yeah. Jarrett Stidham is ranked 35th in his quarterback rankings. Okay? He explains it.
I love them coming out of college. You know that. Saw a lot of them in preseason last year. Loved the way he looked. Really, when you look at him, there's nothing to say or look at him physically and go, ooh, there's a weakness to his football game. He reminds me a little of Tony Romo. He's a very pure thrower of the football. He's got great mechanics. He's natural that way, Mike. He's smart. You know, we know he's being well-schooled up there in New England. He doesn't have a strong arm as Tom Brady, but it's not far off. It's right there in that range. It's a really good arm. It's a good athlete. Not an athlete that's going to run for, like, big yards, but can move around the pocket and extend plays that way, Mike. That's what I'm excited about with Jarrett Stidham.
Hold on. I think I misspoke. Will you double-check that, Ryan? Didn't he have him 35th on that list?
Sure did.
He had him 35th. So if he's comparing him to Tony Romo and he's giving you all of these accolades of what he thinks he really is, does anybody believe that he's going to be 35th in quarterbacks this year with 32 teams?
Make up your mind.
What is he talking about?
Have you ever seen a guy get so many accolades for batting practice?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's good. That's a good line. I like that.
Oh, man, I tell you what, raw power could take the fastball away and he could drive it to right center. He could turn on a fastball in. He got a fastball up. He hits it out of the ballpark, stays down, and fastball down.
He's natural that way.
I tell you, BP, he looks outstanding. What Chris Sims just said about him, I think, is ridiculous.
He reminds me a little of Tony Romo. He's a very pure thrower of the football.
Oh, here's what's ridiculous.
He said there's nothing that he does wrong. You don't even know this. You haven't even seen him play.
Lou, he
you
rated
saw
him 35th.
Pick six, Glenn. Yeah, he's got him ranked 35th. And you know what? He's got his top 40. He's got him ranked too high. Too high. He's ranked. So number 40 on his list. Now, Chris Sims has only gone to 29. Number 40 on his list is Tua. Why is Jarrett Stidham ranked higher than Tua?
Really, when you look at him, there's nothing to say or look at him physically and go, ooh, there's a weakness to his football game.
So Dwayne Haskins is 39. So Dwayne Haskins was actually drafted in the first round.
Yeah, but Tua's the latest thing. He was a first-round draft pick.
But why is he ranked? Why is Jarrett Stidham ranked higher than Tua?
I would say Tua is an incomplete to me. Stidham is an incomplete.
What is Jarrett?
We don't know. Jarrett is an incomplete. We don't know.
So why is Tua ranked higher?
You two guys think he's going to suck.
Nobody knows what he is. I got Chris Sims breaking him down like because he looks good in a preseason game? Why is Jarrett Stidham ranked higher than Justin Herbert?
I have no idea.
And Tua.
I have no idea. Mitchell Trubisky.
You don't even know. He might suck.
Well, Mitchell,
you haven't even seen him yet.
Probably because they've seen Trubisky and they're dropping him based on his performance. I think all of those guys are incomplete. Every single one of them. He could be a total miserable failure. But I heard Christian last week when I was out, because I heard the clip of it, Nikhil Harry was going to have over 1,000 yards receiving. If that's the case... The other statement you made about Jarrett Stidham sucking, you're worse than Trump.
You were worse than Trump. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I could see him getting 1,000 yards, and I also told you why.
What are you talking about?
Because one, he's a big yards after catch guy. Two, he's a home run hitting guy. I'm not talking about the Julian Edelman type of stuff, dinking and dunking. No, he's got some Josh Gordon in him, is my opinion. Quick slant, because I still don't think he's going to be running all these, you know, crazy routes. I think he's going to be doing slants and goes. That's what I think he's going to be doing the same things Josh Gordon did.
Come on,
until
Chad.
That he
Take
can prove that he's an elite route runner.
Yeah, but if you're saying that in one sentence, that he could go out and get 1,000 yards, if that happens, it means that Jarrett Stidham is going to be pretty decent.
No, it doesn't. But again oh, really? I know you're smarter than that.
He's smarter than that. Stidham's going to have over.
You're smarter than that. You got a football mind. Don't be simple. Don't be simple minded. Okay.
Be like Trump.
Stop it. My point is, Glenn, I just feel like there's so many quarterbacks out there, and you talk to coaches and you talk to older quarterbacks who didn't have the slip screens, who didn't have all these fly sweeps where it counts as a pass and the quarterback gets credited for 70 yards when the guy takes it to the house. They hate this type of stuff. That is my thing with N'Keal Harry. I think they're going to feed him like crazy. So his catch to drop radius may be terrible, but they're going to keep feeding him because I also said this last week, I think he's the most important person on this offense. If the Patriots are going to be good offensively, because N'Keal Harry, see, I don't think I'm not in, I don't they see you're in love with Stidham.
They can't. I'm you're not. In love with him. I don't know. I'm pleading ignorance. I don't know when it
well,
comes
yeah,
to
last,
Stidham.
Last you week guys when we talked
think
about
he
this.
Sucks.
You were talking about the wide. We were talking about wide receivers, and we had that debate. And I still think it's Edelman next year, but I would agree N'Keal Harry in the future. So for him to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year,
then they'd be pretty good.
Well, I mean,
Gordon's numbers again.
What did you just say about Mitchell Trubisky? You think he's good?
Do I think he's good? No, I think he's.
Allen Robinson got over 1,100 yards with him.
Yes.
So you can still have a sucky quarterback and still get your yards because you're good, right? Because you whatever deep ball, whatever it might be. So you can still be a 1,000 receiver and still not be good. Like Chris Sims putting Stidham at 35. Just confirm.
Yeah, but
I'm
looking at teams. If that's the case, then Edelman got hurt, and Edelman missed the season.
No. Edelman's got to play.
Because if Edelman's going to play, and you're going to have Edelman with over 1,000 yards, and you're going to have N'Keal Harry with over 1,000 yards, sorry, boys.
Who says
Patriots
Edelman's...
are going 10-6?
We went over Josh Gordon's numbers the first year he's with the Patriots, because I will say I was wrong on this one. I said the best case scenario was, 25, 30 catches, something like that. And if he ended up, I forget what he ended up the season with after he got suspended. And again, slants and goes,
700 yards with the Patriots.
And how many games? Glenn, are you telling, he didn't do anything, Glenn. He caught, look, remember the first touchdown he caught? He muscled, out-muscled the defensive back, caught the ball. Slants and goes, Glenn. You don't have to be some exotic Antonio Brown route runner. I mean, everything that he does is going to be counted as a catch, a fly sweep, a slant, a slip screen, a screen, a reverse. I'm telling you, this guy has the capability of doing this, and he doesn't need to be married to Julian Edelman.
He's not the most important player, though.
Well, who do you think the most important
quarterback is?
Stidham?
Yeah, Stid? He's the most.
Well, I would agree with Glenn though.
It's the most important.
I think Stidham. If he sucks,
Lou's going to be right.
Suck. Listen, he could only feed two people. He could hand the ball off 40 times and throw it 12 times, 15 times, and would he be? And they could be 10-6. Would he be a great? Would he have a great year just by being Blake Bortles? That's who he's going to be. He's going to be Blake Bortles.
Wait a minute. I don't expect him to have a great year in his first year. Can he have a good year? Can he show great promise? Because Brady, originally, we can go back and look at Brady the first year. That's what you expect the first year. You've set it a more conservative game plan. Running the football, Mike Tannenbaum said the other day that they have the best running back room in the league, apparently.
Which is, I think he misspoke.
I think he did too.
I love Mike.
I didn't think he meant to say that.
No, he said the best running back position group of all position groups of any team.
Yeah, it might be a stretch.
And I would say that it's the third best position group on the Patriots.
Yeah, it might be a stretch. It might be a stretch.
So do you guys agree that 35 is about right for Jarrett Stidham?
Yeah. What's that?
Do you agree that Jarrett Stidham should be about 35 for Chris Sims?
Yeah, right now I think
it's about right.
I think it's an incomplete for a bunch of those guys. So if guys haven't played in the NFL, I wouldn't even put him in the list. How do you know? You have no idea. So if let's go look at
my only question would be why is Tua below him? Why is Justin Herbert below him? They were actually drafted in the first round.
Because
Dwayne Haskins. I know he looked bad last year. Last couple weeks was okay. He was actually a first round pick. But this kid's in the fourth. This kid was a fourth round pick that everybody says is first round talent. Just been on the bench all year long, and he's 35. I say it's too high
because he's going to start, and so they're probably putting him in. And Herbert's not going to start. Okay, so Taylor's going to start out there. So that's what he's doing. So he's going to be a backup quarterback. But let's go back and look at it. The year that Trubisky came out in the draft, where did he rank him then? He probably ranked him higher than that because he was a first round draft pick. A team moved up in the draft to go and get him. This is all perception right now. We have no idea what Jarrett Stidham is going to be, though you two guys say he's going to suck. I don't think he's going to suck. I'm not going to.
Let me rephrase it for you. So you don't use just completely misinterpret what
I'm
saying.
Why don't you use lose line? Suck a little.
No, I actually like Lou's analogy of the whole batting practice thing. That to me is
was good.
It's just amazing. Like, you're going to judge a guy on batting practice
conversation
where circumstances don't matter whatsoever.
Here's the thing:
somebody's not trying to strike you out.
I'm not saying Stidham is going to suck. I'm just not drinking the Kool-Aid like everybody else. I think it was
a
mistake.
Who says he's going to be great?
I think it was a mistake.
You said he was going to be great last week. You said he was going to be the best quarterback.
You're lying your ass off.
That's what you said.
You're lying your ass off.
That's what you said.
You are lying like you can't imagine. Now, who's Trump? Come on, please. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm clearly saying it's a total incomplete. He's got to be okay. But I'll tell you what. Chris Sims is rating him 35th, and yet he thinks he's going to be Tony Romo. If he's Tony Romo in his first year, the New England Patriots win 10 games. Good. If he is Tony Romo and he's everything that Chris Sims explains, they're going to win 10 freaking games.
Agreed.
He reminds me a little of Tony Romo. He's a very pure thrower of the football.
And yet he rates him 35th. I don't get it. All of those guys to me are incomplete. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF. We'll get the mystery guest coming up at 4 p.m. soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
Would you even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I think you can make a case that the New England Patriot running back room arguably is the best position room of any position of any team in the league.
Wow.
We rarely even get to talk about Harris, who was a really good player at Alabama. You can Sony Michel. It's a great group. I don't think Stidham has to be great for New England to be productive this year, and I don't think there's been enough said about, look, I understand maybe their weapons weren't ideal a year ago, but that running back room to me, guys, is dynamic. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be as runners.
Wow. Mike Tannenbaum with the MFers last week. He was the mystery guest. Did you guys guess him? Did you get him right?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
We went back to the bonus round. Not the bonus round. We went back to the speed round.
We made the game easier for you guys.
So you changed the rules again for me?
Yeah, we realized. We figured it out because we can ask. We can really narrow it down a lot quicker instead of hemming and hawing about it. So Tyler will write down all the questions so you don't have to be. You can be more engaged than the mystery guests this time because Tyler's going to write everything down, keep track of it, and you can pay attention.
We did a good job of kind of getting to it a little earlier. Like narrowing it down. So it's all about the first few questions. Right. Got to narrow that puppy down.
All right, so Mike Tannenbaum comes up with that statement. I don't know about any room of any positional room. That might be a stretch or whatever. They have depth. They don't have great what you'd call a great running back, but they have a room of guys that have different skill set, right? I mean, they have that.
They have depth. So, I mean, if he's talking about depth, you know, you have it. You have James White. You have Rex Burkhead. You have Sony Michel. You have Damian Harris, who we haven't even seen yet, as you mentioned. He had Brandon Bolden in Miami, so he likes the depth in that room. I had this. We talked about it before. Christian disagreed. I personally think Carolina's running back room is better because they have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Period. End of story.
Well, then, but you Saquon also Barkley, mentioned better. Saquon Barkley. Yeah, it's well, I get
Nick
it.
Chubb,
but
Kareem Hunt. Better.
Okay, I will give you. I will. You can. That's a better argument. Chubb, two great backs as opposed to just one.
But one great back is better. Who's going to be better next year? Christian McCaffrey or the?
I know, but the way
I'm not sure I buy that.
I don't know if this is
better. I don't buy that.
I don't either. It's almost as if okay. Would you like to have multiple players who are versatile? You could do 10 different things with them, or one back that can only do one thing.
Right.
I think you could. I think you could. You could end up stopping guys like that eventually. If that's all you can do, if that's all you can throw at me, I'll eventually adjust to it.
No, but I got a guy that does everything your backs do. It's just in one person. So you can't just stop the run because McCaffrey's going to catch 1,000 yards.
So you rather trade five of your backs for one Christian McCaffrey?
Yes.
No way. No way.
Yes.
Never. We'd never do that.
In a million years,
as good as he is, I would never do that because there are different ways that you can scheme against certain teams and they can scheme against you. Here's the other one. If he develops an injury, even if it doesn't keep him out, but it slows him down by 20%, then suddenly you're in trouble. He's not the same guy. You have other guys and you have depth. With different skill set of each one of those running backs, I think to me
you're
that's the best way
to go. Telling me if I have Christian McCaffrey my roster, I can't fill out the rest of my running back room with Jags like Sony Michel?
How many games Carolina
won
last year?
Or draft a kid like Damian Harris?
How many games they won last year?
Or sign a free agent special teamer like Brandon Bolden? You
I think
guys
McCaffrey
serious?
Had over 1,000 yards catching last year too. And what did they win? What did they win?
So if your team doesn't win, you're not good.
No, I think it's all about winning games.
No, no,
and
I understand that. So Christian
depth,
McCaffrey can't help
Christian
you win
is
games.
Right. Having the depth, you have the better running back if you have McCaffrey.
So is Christian McCaffrey not good because Carolina Panthers couldn't win football games?
You're missing the point.
You said he's not good.
You play 16 games. You win more games
How many games do you think Kansas City wins if they had Christian McCaffrey as their running back? Do they win a Super Bowl? So now he's great?
Well, now you're putting them where they have Class A talent at every position on
the
offensive side of the
ball. Well, you put him on a crappy football team and tried to judge him because he's not a good football team.
Well, I would say that you take Mahomes out of the equation in Kansas City, and you can have McCaffrey, and you don't win. So, yeah, if you put anybody with Mahomes, you could put Brandon Bolden out there with Mahomes, and he's probably going to win.
All right, so I'm just that's just a counter of your argument saying he's not good because Carolina didn't win football games.
No, I have is the same one Christian has. I'm going to take the deep running back room. Might be a stretch what Tannenbaum said, but I'm going to take that room over having that one great running back. Because if I lose that one great running back and he goes down with an injury, suddenly I'm screwed. All right? Done. If he has a nagging problem, physical nagging problem, that prevents him from playing at 100%. I got nobody else to put in the game. I like having a deep room with guys that have different skill set. Ian's in Middleborough here on EEI. Hi, Ian.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just was calling because earlier you guys were talking about expectations for the team this year. And with all that's happened this offseason, losing basically all our linebackers except for Hightower, even with that, losing a lot of guys from the front seven, losing Tom, I still believe in this team. I think we drafted all right. You know, it's never what we're expecting as Patriots fans. But, you know, we draft a lot of fast guys, Kyle Duggar, Uche, Anthony Jennings, quick guys who can keep up, who hopefully if they pan out, no, we don't know yet, can keep up with guys like Lamar, contain guys like Patrick Mahomes. That defense is still the hopefully will still be the defense it was last year. I still believe in that secondary. I still believe in Bill. But I think it's unfair to think that Stidham's going to be lead this team. He's too big of a question mark. And I agree that N'Keal Harry might be the most important part of this offense because if he craps the bed this year, what are we going to do? Teams are just going to do what they did last year and double Edelman. And, you know, if Sanu, he dealt with injury last year, so maybe he can turn it around and stop that double on Edelman and open things up for the offense. But it's looking bleak, and I still believe this team, though. I still believe in Bill.
All right, how many games they win? How many do they win?
I think they win 9-11.
All right, there you go. Another guy, 9-11. Nobody's sitting there saying 12, 13.
I mean, it's respectable.
Wins.
It's fine. I mean,
you know how hard it is to win 9-11 games?
Yeah. 9-11. I mean, that's a huge gap.
10, 11 games in that league? But it's just, I think we're so conditioned that they always do it that we think nothing's going to change.
But I think what's happening is,
you still have them at 10, 11 wins.
The ceiling is so low right now for people like you that have them at 5 wins and 6 wins and 3 worst teams in the league. Adam Schein said that. 3 worst teams in the league. They're going to be one. They're going to be down there with Jacksonville.
He's the only person that has said it.
Okay.
You got ESPN saying they're going to be the 9th best team. You got people thinking they're going to win the division still. So, I mean,
do you think it's unheard of?
It's ridiculous.
Do you think it's totally, there's no way they can win that division? You have that much faith in Buffalo. Buffalo.
No, going back to Stidham, I don't think he's going to suck. Okay, I'm more concerned with that quarterback room because I don't think Brian Hoyer, I think he is going to suck if he has to play games. Okay, I've seen enough of that. But I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid of you know, they didn't draft a kid because they don't think anyone's better than Jared Stidham. And
that's
people
exactly
just buying it.
I'm buying into it. That's exactly
what they did. Well, why don't you get somebody
who
thinks maybe just as good as Stidham and find out that that guy, like
he
did in the sixth round in Tom Brady, when the lights turn on, he's actually better than Jared Stidham. Is there a chance that someone with equal talent can actually go out there and perform better on Sundays?
Because it doesn't serve their purpose. If you're right and they only win 6 games, they'll be able to draft high enough where they can find that quarterback next year. If not, they'll be able to have the money under the cap to go and find that guy. So it does not serve any purpose to go out and get somebody that might be as good as Jared Stidham.
Of course there is. You can go find that guy right now in the 4th round. You could have found that guy this year in the 3rd or 4th round. And then next year, you wouldn't have to do it. You could have saved draft picks because you got a quarterback. It might not be Stidham, but it could have been another guy. You don't have to spend money in free agency because you found the guy. It wasn't Stidham, but it was the other guy. It was like drafting RG3 and then coming out 3 rounds later and drafting Kirk Cousins and finding out who's better.
We got to get into the
mystery
guest.
Come on, we got to get to our mystery guest.
Let's get to the mystery guest.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
And how do the new
rules
work?
Let me bring it back. So, no,
this
same rules, but
10.0.
Just a change.
Right.
You're still going to get a crappy hint from Tyler, and then we're
going to
have
unlimited
questions. Why can't
we get a good hint from Tyler? Why didn't you change the rules so he can give us a good hint?
No. You're still going to get a crappy hint. Now, until he proves himself wrong, proves me wrong, then we're still going to get a crappy hint. All right. From him, and then we have unlimited questions inside 3 minutes. If we are all content with who we think it is, we don't even use the whole 3 minutes. We go to break. We come back. The mystery guest is revealed. So the clock starts right after the hint. Tyler, take it away.
Your hint for the mystery guest here at 4 o'clock. This person is 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. 212 pounds. 6
but
feet tall.
Again, I told you.
This
always sucks.
No, this
is
stupid.
It's
not the way to do it.
This hint sucks, Tyler. You can't give us a height and weight of somebody.
252, 251.
What's his foot size?
250.
All right, is this person
a former athlete?
A former athlete.
Yes.
Is he a football player?
Yes.
Did he play for the Patriots?
Yes, he did.
Did he win a Super Bowl with the Patriots?
Yes, he did.
In the last 5 years?
No, he did not.
Ooh.
In the first 5 years?
Correct.
Was he a defensive player?
No, he was not.
Was he an offensive player?
Nope.
No.
Is he a kicker?
Yes, he was.
Ooh.
Is he Italian? Go to break.
All right. 220 left in the clock. That's the earliest we ever got.
Wait, there's only been one kicker.
So I give it to Lou. Remember, he started the gender trick a few weeks ago. Now he's getting into the ethnic trick.
Yeah. Oh, that was easy. That hit was so easy. See, this is what makes the speed rounds crappy. It was like you can guess it quick if you're good enough.
By the way, I just looked it up on the internet. He's 6 feet tall and 215, not 212.
NFL.com, 6 feet tall, 212 pounds.
All right, good. That big.
Good. Mystery that guess. Big.
Good.
Unveil next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.